Good evening and welcome to the Dineen Blue Jays Radio Network. I'm Chris Valentine, and tonight we've got game four of this six-game set between the visiting Clearwater Threshers and your Dineen Blue Jays. Dineen took the first two games of this series, but Clearwater won last night 6-4, improving them to 3-9 in the second half, and Dineen falling to 7-4. The Blue Jays started off the scoring in the second inning with an Amel Brazoban two-run shot, his third home run of the season. But in the third, the Threshers lineup got to Blue Jay starter Michael Dominguez, touching him up for four runs, all earned, three of which coming off the bat of a Marcus Lee Seng home run, his eighth of the year. Amel Brazoban doubled in Angel Del Rosario in the fourth, driving in his third RBI of the day, but Clearwater extended their lead in the sixth, with Arturo De Freitas hitting his fifth homer of the year, a two-run shot to make it 6-3. Roque Salinas brought it back to within two with his first home run since signing with the Blue Jays organization, and Dineen got the tying run aboard in the ninth with one out, but a fly out and a ground out induced by Clearwater closer Rodolfo Sanchez saw the Threshers take the game, and Sanchez earned his third save of the year. Around the league last night, Tampa and Fort Myers were slated for a doubleheader, but Game 1 was called in the 6th due to rain, and Game 2 never happened. Tampa won the game 3-2, and they'll try that doubleheader again this evening. Bradenton defeated Lakeland 8-6 at Joker Market Stadium. St. Lucie beat Daytona 3-2 at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, and Jupiter beat Palm Beach 4-3 at the stadium they both share. Those two teams had a day game today, with Jupiter taking the game 5-4 in 10. Now a look at the standings in the second half in the East. Palm Beach still leading the way at 9-4. Then St. Lucie at 6-6. Jupiter sits in third at 6-7. And Daytona rounds it out at 4-8. Tampa now has sole lead in the West at 8-3. Your Blue Jays are second at 7-4. Bradenton in third at 7-5. And then Lakeland in fourth at 6-5, just two games separating the top four teams. First half champ Fort Myers continue their struggles. They're in fifth at 2-7, and Clearwater is in last at 3-9. Looking toward tonight, Connor Cook gets the nod for your Blue Jays tonight, making his sixth start of the year. Through 11 appearances, 38 2/3 innings with a 4.89 ERA. His last time out was against Fort Myers, where he went four innings pitched in relief, got the win, and only allowed one hit, it being a solo shot in the sixth inning. Jordy Martinez gets the start for Clearwater tonight, his ninth of the year. He's been solid for the Threshers all season, a 3.56 ERA through 43 innings pitched. He's not a big strikeout guy, though, just 35 strikeouts in those 43 innings, but he does do a good job of keeping the ball out of the air, inducing quite a few groundouts. No roster moves to make note of, so let's take a look at the lineup. First by the Clearwater Threshers, managed by Marty Malloy, batting first in right field, Leandro Pineda, batting second at second base, the MLB rehabber, Nick Maton, batting third in left field, Marcus Lee Seng, batting fourth, the DH, Andrick Nava, batting fifth in center field, Wilfredo Flores, batting sixth, the first baseman, Micah Yonamine, batting seventh, the catcher, Arturo De Freitas, batting eighth, the third baseman, Nicholas Torres, and batting ninth, rounding out the order, playing shortstop, Eric Brito. And now for your Blue Jays tonight, managed by Danny Caneas. They look like this. Batting first at second base, Esteban Machado. Batting second, the DH, minor league rehabber, Riley Tirada. Batting third in left field, Gabby Martinez with his second game back from the IL. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Adriel Sotolongo. Batting fifth in center field, Roque Salinas. Batting sixth in right field, Amel Brazoban. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Angel Del Rosario. Batting eighth, the catcher, Juan Gonzalez. And rounding out the order, batting ninth, the shortstop, Raquelvin DeCastro. We're going to take a quick break. First pitch should be in about 9 minutes, so stay tuned. You're listening to the Dineen Blue Jays Radio Network.
Welcome to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. Here with the call is Chris Valentine. Chris, take it away.
Hello and welcome back to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. I'm Chris Valentine. We're here at TD Ballpark in beautiful Dunedin, Florida for Game 4 of this series between the visiting Clearwater Threshers and your Dunedin Blue Jays. Connor Cook is on the bump for your Blue Jays tonight. He's making his 12th appearance of the year, sixth start, a 4.89 ERA through 38 and two-thirds innings pitched. The Blue Jays took the first two games of this series, and Clearwater took last night's game, 6-4. The Blue Jays had the tying run on the base paths with one out in the ninth inning, but couldn't get anything through. It is 88 degrees here at TD Ballpark, wind blowing out to left field. Juan Gonzalez throws down over towards second. We're about to get started. It's going to be Leandro Pineda, the right fielder for Clearwater, leading it off for the Threshers. He's going to be followed by MLB rehabber Nick Maton and Marcus Lee Sang, the left fielder. Blue Jays 7-4 in the second half. They've gotten out to a really nice start. Clearwater on the other end of the spectrum, 3-9. Cook, the righty, kicks and fires out of the stretch. First pitch. And that one misses inside. 4-1-0 to get Pineda started. Alex Lowry, the umpire behind home plate. Matt Wachowski in the field. Cook kicks and fires. Cut and a miss. 92-mile-an-hour fastball. That was ruled. The first pitch was changed to a strike. We must have missed the call. 0-2. Fastball, sinker, slider change in the repertoire for Connor Cook. He also features a curveball. Doesn't throw that much. That one fouled off in on the hands left side. 0-2 the count to Pineda. Pineda on the year batting 235. One home run, 16 RBIs. He went 1-for-4 with a run scored last night. He's played in all four games thus far in this series. The 0-2 pitch up and out. 93 that time on the fastball, now 1-2. Cook, the 22-year-old, 10th-round selection last year out of Louisiana Lafayette. The 1-2 again, outside. Went with a slider that time. Grabbed some more rosin. Count is 2-2. Lefty-righty matchup with the lefty hitter. The 2-2 pitch. That one down low. Now the count worked all the way to 3-2. Three balls, two strikes. Stepping out is Pineda, granted time by the home plate umpire. Cook comes set. The 3-2 pitch. That one ripped over towards right. Sounds like it broke the bat. Coming in is Brazovan, and that's going to fall in front of him. A leadoff single for Leandro Pineda. And let's take a look at the defense for the Blue Jays. In the outfield, left to right, Gabby Martinez, Roque Salinas, and Amel Brazovan. Along the infield, third to first, Angel Del Rosario, Raquel Bendicastro, Esteban Machado, and Adriel Sotolongo with Juan Gonzalez behind the dish. Nick Maton, the second baseman today, working his way back from the IL for the Philadelphia Phillies organization. First pitch to him is in there for a called strike. 0-1 to get him started. He went 1-for-4 last night. That being an RBI single in the third inning. Came around and scored on the Marcus Lee Sang 3-run shot. That one well outside off the glove of Gonzalez. That's going to get to the backstop. That's going to be a wild pitch for Connor Cook. Advancing over to second base is Leandro Pineda, now in scoring position. One in, one the count. Cook looking over towards second. Kicks and fires. That one inside corner called a strike. Maton checked his swing, but Connor Cook got the call. A ball and two strikes. Now the count. Cook coming set again. 1-2. Infield shifted a little bit to the right. And that's a chopper right side foul. So we'll try that again. Count stays at 1-2. A ball and two strikes to Maton.
And the pitch. That one misses low and outside. Good take there by Maton checking the swing. Count evens at 2-2. Maton was the 7th round pick in the 2017 draft. Went to a community college in Springfield, Illinois, Lincoln Land. That one ripped towards left center field. Going back to the wall, Salinas. That's going to be in front of the wall, right in front of the warning track, and get to the wall. Extra bases for Maton. The run's going to come in to score. And the Threshers draw first blood. 1-0 on the RBI double by Nick Maton.
Left fielder, number 6, Marcus Lee Sang.
Marcus Lee Sang, he'll step in. He hit his 8th home run of the year last night. A 3-run shot off of Michael Dominguez in that 3rd inning. Two Threshers hit home runs last night. Two Blue Jays hit home runs last night. Lee Sang and Arturo De Freitas for Clearwater. And for the Blue Jays, Amel Brazoban and Roque Salinas. First pitch misses outside, 1-0. On the year for Marcus Lee Sang, 249 average, 33 RBIs. He's got another chance here with a runner in scoring position. The 1-0, that one called a little late on it, but 1-1 on the outside corner. That's a chopper right side again, foul. Count goes to 1-2. Still no outs here. Runner on second base for Clearwater. Not the ideal start that Connor Cook was hoping for here. He comes set. The 1-2 pitch. That one low and inside. Count evens 2-2. Cook stepping off. That's going to count as one pickoff attempt. The 2-2 pitch. Tapper foul. Keeping himself alive, Marcus Lee Sang. Connor Cook taking his time out there on the mound. Letting that pitch clock go about 14, 15 seconds each time. That one outside. Count runs full. Second full count thus far for Connor Cook. The pitch. Lifted left side. That's hook and foul. Not quite home run distance, I don't believe, but would have been trouble for Gabby Martinez out there. Count stays full. Still a runner at second. Still no outs. 20 pitches already for Connor Cook. No outs recorded. The pitch. That one fouled off left side. Juan Gonzalez heading out to go talk to his pitcher. Cook unable to get much by these Threshers hitters thus far. Count still 3-2. Heading out is Alex Lowry, and as soon as he got past the home plate, Juan Gonzalez turned around and started jogging back. Three-two pitch, grounder up the middle. That's going to get through for a base hit. They're going to wave Maton around. He's going to come in to score easily. And another RBI, this time off the bat of Marcus Lee Sang. His 34th RBI of the year. And it's a 2-0 ball game here in the first.
Designated hitter, number 43, Andrick Nava.
Andrick Nava, the DH. He went 1-for-4 in last night's game with a run scored. First pitch in there. Taken for a strike, 0-1. Runner on first, no outs in this first inning. Two runs already across for Clearwater. That one in there right at the knees now. 0-2 to Nava. 24 pitches for Connor Cook thus far. Only one swing and miss. Challenging that was Andrick Nava. Unsuccessful challenge for Clearwater. They now have two remaining. Cook steps off. I think there's some disconnect between he and Juan Gonzalez. That one lifted left side foul. Went back with that fastball coming in at 90. Nava able to get a piece of it, staying alive. There goes the runner. Throw pitch outside and up, and safe at second is Marcus Lee Sang. He puts himself in scoring position. The third runner to get to second base, all with no outs here. That's Lee Sang's 14th stolen base on the year, 14 of 20. That one outside, missing now 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. The Blue Jays do have some action in their pen. I believe it's Wilhenis Alvarado. Cook comes set. The 2-2. That's a chopper over to first. That's going to be picked up by Sotolongo. Covering over at first is Cook. And that'll be out number one. Advancing over to third is Marcus Lee Sang, now 90 feet away.
Center fielder, number 4, Wilfredo Flores.
That'll bring up Wilfredo Flores, the center fielder, batting in the 5-hole. And Drew Hayes is going to head out, talk to his pitcher. The infield for the Blue Jays will converge onto the mound. Two runs scored so far for Clearwater. Only one out recorded by the Blue Jays. Top half of this first inning. Still a runner at third, that one out. Now heading out to break up that meeting. The home plate umpire, Alex Lowry. Drew Hayes heads back over to the Blue Jays dugout. And yes, that is Wilhenis Alvarado out there warming up in the Blue Jays pen. 28 pitches here for Connor Cook. The infield is drawn in. Trying to keep that 2 on the board for now for Clearwater. That first one misses down low to Flores, 0-1. Wilfredo Flores did not play in last night's game. He had the day off. That one skipping, blocked by Gonzalez, now 2-0. Flores on the year batting .271, just one home run, 20 RBIs. Cook really taking his time here. Come set. The 2-0 pitch. That one misses inside. Now 3-0. The count to Flores. Cook really needs something to go his way here. The 3-0. He fires. Fouled off. Back into the screen. Now 3-1. 32 pitches now for Connor Cook. Still only the one swing and miss. Right now, these Threshers hitters are seeing the ball really well out of his hand. They're fighting off everything that's anywhere near the outside of the edges of the zone, I should say. The 3-1. Caught and a miss. There it is. 3-2. Three balls, two strikes. Cook kicks and fires. That one sent towards center field. Salinas watches it fall in front of him. Another single. Another RBI single. This time by Wilfredo Flores, and it's 3-0 here in the first.
First baseman, number 18, Micah Yonamine.
And that's going to get manager for the night, Danny Canais. And that should be it for Connor Cook. Definitely not the start he was looking for, and Canais does take the ball. We're going to get a new pitcher here. Just one out into the first. Clearwater leading 3-0. We'll be back here at TD Ballpark.
Back here at TD Ballpark, one out into the first. The Blue Jays already making a call to the bullpen. It's going to be the lefty, number 45, Wilhenis Alvarado. He's on for the 19th time this year, a 32 innings pitched to a 7.88 ERA. First pitch in there for a called strike to Micah Yonamine, the first baseman. Micah Yonamine, the first baseman, batting 205 on the year, takes that slider in there for a called strike. Now 0-2. Alvarado, a sinker slider guy from that left side, lefty-righty matchup here. Wilfredo Flores on first base. He's stolen 7 bases on the year. See if they try to be aggressive here. And time called late. And Wilfredo Flores was indeed off with that pitch. They called time because of the pitch clock. Wilfredo Flores, or excuse me, Wilhelmus Alvarado did not get started in time. So that counts as an automatic ball. The 1-2. That one fouled right off the end of the bat back to the backstop now. Count stays at 1-2. Yonamine last night 0-4. He had a 3-4 performance on Wednesday night. That was one of his best performances of the year. It was in a losing effort. Now move over to first base. Flores back in head first safely. One ball, two strikes. I wouldn't be surprised if Flores did go during this at bat. The 1-2. That one, a grounder right side. That's going to get through. A base hit. Now he's on his way over to third. Brazoban with a pickup. The throw to third is not going to be in time, and it's past El Rosario. Staying at third is Flores, and making it over to second on the throw is Yonamine. We'll see if that's called an error on Brazoban.
Catcher number 10, Arturo de Freitas.
Or not, but Del Rosario, who had quite a few issues at third base last night, it wasn't an overly difficult pickup, I don't believe, but I don't have the right angle on it, and I'm not out there, so it does end up going as an error on the throw for Brazoban. Now two runners in scoring position. Only one out still. Cut and a miss. Nice slider there to start off the at-bat to Arturo de Freitas for Alvarado. No balls and a strike. Infield back playing in. The 0-1. That one misses with the sinker. Alvarado working out of the stretch. The 1-1 count. The lefty kicks and fires. Cut and a miss. Again with that slider. Back foot slider to the righty batter. Dave Freitas has no idea what pitch is coming here. It doesn't look like he can read much out of Alvarado's hands at the moment. Two sliders that were well inside. He chased after 1-2 the count. The pitch. Outside. Sinker ball coming in at 91 miles an hour. Normally Alvarado sits at about 88-89 with it, but he put a little bit more behind it. 2-2 the count. The 2-2 pitch. That one, a base hit to center field again. Clearwater just dinking and dunking all the way around the base paths right now. Another RBI single, this time by De Freitas. Single by Pineda, a double by Maton, then a single
baseman, number
for
Nicholas
Lee Sang, Flores, Yonamine, and now De Freitas. That'll bring up Nicholas Torres, the third baseman. Runners on the corners, still one out. Four runs already pushed across by Clearwater. First pitch to Torres. That one sent towards center field. Salinas coming in, and that falls in front of him. Another single. And now, runners at first and second. De Freitas had to hold for a second to see if Salinas was able to make a grab on it. He was not.
Shortstop, number 49.
But with the force at second, De Freitas had to run pretty hard in. First and second, one out. five runs across. First pitch to Eric Brito, the shortstop. That one misses for ball 1-0. One out here, and this is the ninth batter of the inning.
The ball has been upheld. The result is a 1-0 count on the batter.
The count. Alvarado kicks and fires. That one a foul ball right out the end of the bat. Top of the foot of Gonzalez, but he's all right. One ball, one strike. The pitch down low. Two balls, one strike, the count to Eric Brito. .229 average on the year. Plays a good shortstop defensively. Now move over to second, close play. But back in time, getting that right hand in was De Freitas. I think that was the right call there by Witkowski. But our home crowd did not agree. Two balls and a strike. Alvarado comes set. Kicks and fires. That one outside. 3-1. Just one out here. Top half of this first inning. The leadoff man of this inning is on deck, Leandro Pineda. That one sent towards right center field. Salinas going back to the warning track. That's going to be over his head. Extra bases here for Eric Brito. They're going to turn, wave De Freitas around. He's going to score. Stopping at third was Nicholas Torres. And through the first nine hitters for Clearwater, just one out recorded by the Blue Jays.
Right fielder, number 41, Leandro Pineda.
Two doubles and six singles. Six runs across. That will bring back up Leandro Pineda for the second time in this inning. Runners on second and third, one away. Caught and a miss on that slider to get it started, 0-1. Approaching a 30-minute inning here. 30-minute half inning, I should say. The 0-1, that one misses. Challenging the call was Juan Gonzalez, and it is changed to a strike, so now 0-2.
The result is an 0-2 count on the batter.
No ball, it's two strikes. Alvarado kicks and fires, cut and a miss. Out number two. Two down.
Now batting number 29,
here in this top
Nick
half of
Maton.
The first. Now Nick Maton will step back in. He doubled in his first at bat. He brought in a run, came in to score run number two. That one misses low and outside. 1-0 to get him started. Lefty-lefty matchup here at the plate. Blue Jays have another runner or another pitcher in the pen as that one's popped up right side down the first down the right field line and caught by Amel Brazovan. A little collision out there between he and Esteban Machado. So DeLongo, Machado, and Brazovan were all out for it. Machado called off Soto Longo, and it fell to his right, where Brazovan was able to snag it. So finally out of that first inning, 11 hitters faced, 6 runs across for Clearwater. They couldn't have envisioned a better start. We'll head to the bottom half of the first. It's 6-0.
What up, Nelly? You ready to do another one, bro? Talk to him. Running on red lights. Pull up to the club just to get the hit right. I do every night. You can call it limelight. I'ma call it my life. Shorty looking all right. TK jeans on, skin tight. She been shaking that tail light. Got me frozen in the road like a deer in the headlights. Ooh, backwoods wanna know if you can roll. That's a rock on a rock, ice cold. Got the coupe on a new town road. Real low, low.
We're back here at TD Ballpark after that 30-minute top half of the first. Clearwater leads it by 6. 6 runs, 8 hits in that inning. And now Esteban Machado will step in, leading off for the Blue Jays here, the second baseman. He'll be followed by Riley Tirada and Gabby Martinez, and this lineup's got a bit of work to do. That one catches the lower part of the zone, evens it up 1-1. Jordy Martinez, the lefty, the pitcher. That one grounded over towards short, picked up, and throws in time by Eric Brito. One up, one down. Let's take a look at the defense for the Threshers in the outfield, left to right. Marcus Lee Sang, Wilfredo Flores, and Leandro Pineda. Along the infield, third to first, Nicholas Torres, Eric Brito, Nick Maton, and Micah Yonamine with Arturo De Frietas behind the dish. Riley Tirada, the DH, rehabbing here. Coming back from injury for High A Vancouver. First pitch to him is in there for a called strike, 0-1. Jordy Martinez, the starting pitcher, as I was saying. The lefty making his 9th start of the year, 3.56 ERA through 43 innings. 0-2 the count to Tirada. That one misses. One and two, that one misses as well. Two balls, two strikes. Tirada last night in his first rehab game for the Blue Jays, that is, for Dunedin. 1-3. Also drew a walk, and he cuts and misses of that one. He's down on strikes. That'll bring up Gabby Martinez.
Number 20, Gabby Martinez.
Gabby Martinez, fresh off the IL. He played in Wednesday night's game. That was his first game back. He had the night off yesterday. In his first at bat, he hit a 2-run shot to reintroduce himself to the city of Dunedin. Also hit a double later in the game, went 2-for-4. A really nice first game back. It was great to see him pick up where he left off. Obviously, he was the player of the month in the month of May. had a fantastic month. 8 home runs. 1-1 the count to him. On the year, batting .302. 10 home runs total, 36 RBIs. The lefty kicks and fires. That one misses outside. Now 2-1. And a chopper left side. That's going to kick foul. Count evens up at 2-2. In that month of May for Gabby, a .367 batting average, a .404 on base percentage, and a .694 slug. That comes out to an over one dot OPS, which is outstanding. That one sent towards center field. Coming in is Flores. That is going to fall in front for a base hit. A two-out single for Gabby Martinez, now 3-for-5 since being activated from the IL. That brings up Adriel Sotolongo.
First baseman, number 22, Adriel Sotolongo.
One on, two away. Adriel Sotolongo batting .250 on the season. Martinez kicks and fires. That one lifted high right side, up and out of play. Sotolongo also had the night off last night. Went 1-for-4 in Wednesday night's game with a double and an RBI. The 0-1, that one in there. Now 0-2 to get him started. No balls, two strikes. The lefty kicks and fires. A tapper left side. Basically swinging bunt off the mound is Martinez. The throw is in time to get Sotolongo. Martinez able to get off the mound quick and gun down Sotolongo at first. That will end the inning. No runs, one hit, one man left on base for the Blue Jays. We'll head to the top half of the second here at TD Ballpark. It is 6-0.
Hey fans, don't forget tomorrow kids can run the bases after the game. Don't miss out on 1 minute of the action. Head to DunedinBlueJays.com to get your tickets now.
I got my peaches out in Georgia. Oh yeah. I get my weed from California. That's that. I took my chick up to the north, yeah. I get my light right from the source, yeah. Yeah, that's it. And I see you. Your skin. I wanna wrap my arms around you, baby, never let you go. And I see you, there's nothing like your touch. It's the way you lift me up, yeah. And I'll be right here with you till the end. I got my peaches out in Georgia, oh yeah. I get my weed from California, that's that. I took my chick up to the north, yeah. Better. I get my light right from the source, yeah. Yeah, that's it.
You ain't sure yet. Souvenirs. There's no time, I wanna make more time and give you my whole life. I left my girl, I'm in my Yorker. Hate to leave her, call it torture. Remember when I couldn't hold her? Left her baggage for a moment.
We're back here, top half of the second. Chris Valentine with you for the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. Wilhelmus Alvarado back out there. First pitch, low and inside. Lee Sang getting his feet out of the way, 1-0 to get him started. An RBI single in that first inning for Marcus Lee Sang, an RBI run scored. That one misses in, now 2-0. Lefty-lefty matchup. out of the windup now. Alvarado kicks and fires. That one inside as well. 3-0 to the leadoff man, Marcus Lee Sang. The 3-0 pitch. Inside, a four-pitch walk. Leadoff man on again. Lee Sang taking that jog over to first base. That's going to bring up Andrick Nava.
Designated hitter number 43, Andrick Nava.
Nava was the only thresher in that first inning to not get a hit. He grounded out to Adriel Sotolongo over at first base. First pitch, well outside. Five straight balls to start off the inning. Lee Sang is a threat to steal over there at first base. He had a stolen base in the first inning. The 1-0, that one fouled back. One ball, one strike. Alvarado coming set. The pitch, that one a chopper over towards shortstop, and it's mishandled by Raquel DeCastro. That's going to be an E6. Second error of the game for the Blue Jays thus far.
Center
and
fielder,
now
Wilfredo Flores
will step up to the plate. That was a tailor-made double play ball. That Raquelman DeCastro could not transition properly. He got it in the glove, but couldn't get the handle, and it popped away from him. First pitch in the dirt. It was blocked by Gonzalez. 1-0. So Nava still yet to record a hit, but on base. 1-0. The pitch. Low and inside. Two balls, no strikes. Alvarado looking back towards second. Turns, kicks, fires. That one in on the hands popped up back into the screen now. 2-1. That sinker coming in at 88. Flores was expecting the slider, it looked like. At the last second, he pulled his hands in just to be able to get a piece of it. 2-1 the count. Runner goes. Lee Sang over towards third. No throw. Not sure if Nava missed a sign there or if Lee Sang went on his own. But he did not follow Marcus Lee Sang. So runners at the corners. 3-1 count. Second stolen base of the day for Marcus Lee Sang. Three balls and a strike. Alvarado fires. That one called on the outside corner now. Full count. Wilfredo Flores. He singled into center in his first at bat. And that's a tapper. That one went off of his back foot. He never left the box, and I believe Gonzalez picked it up in foul territory anyway. So he stays alive, 3-2. Three balls, two strikes, the pitch. That one, outside corner, called strike three, and Flores is going to challenge it. And it is confirmed as a strike three.
The result is a strikeout.
That's the second lost challenge for Wilfredo Flores. Second strikeout for Wilhelmus Alvarado. And now runners at the corners with one away. Micah Yonamine. He singled into right in his first at bat. First pitch in there for a called strike. 0-1. One. That one sent towards right field. Going back is Brazoban over towards the line. That's going to be caught by Brazoban. Great route by him, able to get to it. I think he caught it in fair territory. The run does come in to score. Tagging up was Marcus Lee Sang. So 7-0 now. Two down. Brazoban, a lot of speed out there in right field. Got a nice jump. Made the grab right there at the foul line. Ends up being a sac fly for Micah Yonamine. Runner at first, two down for Arturo De Freitas. That one gets all the way outside back behind Gonzalez, jogging over towards second base. Is Andrick Nava now in scoring position again. One and oh the count. Alvarado kicks and fires that one outside corner. Evens up that count 1-1. Clearwater in a tricky position going forward with their challenges, but leading 7-0. So I think they definitely take that. They only have one challenge remaining. 1-1, outside. Two balls and a strike. Alvarado looking towards second, turns, kicks, fires. That one low and inside. Three balls and a strike. Runner on second, two down. 7-0 lead for Clearwater, and that one misses up and outside. De Freitas draws the walk. He's on for the second time today. And that'll bring up Nicholas Torres.
Third baseman, number 27, Nicholas Torres.
First and second, two down. Nicholas Torres, RBI single in that first inning. That one in there to start him off 0-1. That one missing outside. Now a snap throw back over to first by Juan Gonzalez. Not in time to get De Freitas. Sotolongo looked like he was a little late covering the bag. He is playing pretty far off of first. 1-1 the count. The pitch. Caught and a miss. Nice slider there by Alvarado, 1-2. And that's going to be an automatic strike. Alex Lowry determining that Nicholas Torres was not in the box and ready to go by the time that clock said he needed to be. Marty Malloy out there, he's going to argue it. Not too bad because the team's still up 7-0, but that will end the top half of the second. We'll head to the bottom half here at TD Ballpark. 7-0, Clearwater leads it.
Are you ready to turn your love for driving into a paycheck every Friday? Academy Bus is hiring professional drivers at $18 an hour with a $1,000 sign-on bonus. Visit the careers page at academybus.com to apply now. Academy Bus, from Boston to Miami, we know the way. Academy Bus, the official bus service of your Dunedin Blue Jays.
I told you that I never would. I told you I changed. Even when I knew I never could. Know that I can't find nobody else as good as you. I need you to stay. Need you to stay. I get drunk, wake up, I'm wasted still. I realize the time that I wasted. I feel like you can't feel the way I feel. I'll be f***ed up if you can't be right. Can't be right.
We're back here, home half of the second, 7-0. Clearwater leads it. Roque Salinas, Amel Brazoban, and Angel Del Rosario all due up for your Blue Jays. And Salinas hit right away with an automatic strike. So 0-1, first pitch to him is in there, and now he's down 0-2. No balls, two strikes. Lefty-lefty matchup, the pitch. That one fouled off towards the Clearwater dugout. Count still 0-2. Salinas on the year batting 260. Hit his first home run of the year last night. He fouls that one off. Staying alive again. No balls, two strikes. Out of the windup, Martinez. Kicks and fires. Cut and a miss. That one in the dirt. Tagged out is Salinas. Second strikeout for Jordy Martinez. That'll bring up Amel Brazoban.
Right fielder, number 41, Amel Brazoban.
Brazoban on the year batting 184. He had his third home run of the season last night, that coming in the second inning, a two-run shot. First pitch misses low and inside, 1-0. Pitch by Martinez, taken down low. Now a 2-0 count to Brazoban. Brazoban, the 20-year-old outfielder out of the Dominican Republic. That one missing low as well. Now a 3-0 count. That one misses, says the home plate umpire, Alex Lowry. Brazoban draws the four-pitch walk. I think if Clearwater had more than one challenge there, they definitely would have challenged it.
Number four, Angel Del Rosario.
Looked like a decent pitch, but Brazoban will take the walk. One on, one out for Angel Del Rosario. First pitch to him is taken, 4-1-0. Del Rosario on the year batting 203. That one misses down low as well. Six straight balls. That one is challenged. And it is called a ball. So now Clearwater out of challenges for the remaining of the game. Remainder of the game. So bottom half of the second. They've used up all of their challenges. Cut and a miss. Now 2-1. We'll see if that comes back at any point throughout the game, but again, as I said, they are up 7-0, so I think the challenges are the least of their worries. 2-2. That one is a foul tip. Brazovan on first base. The 2-2 pitch. Tapper back to the mound. That's going to be picked up by Martinez. Throw is in time to get Del Rosario. Advancing over to second is Brazovan in scoring position. Now two outs.
Catcher number 27, Juan Gonzalez.
Two down, runner in scoring position for the first time for the Blue Jays. Juan Gonzalez, the catcher, batting exactly 200 on the season. Raquel Montecastro on the 9-hole on deck. First pitch is in there for a called strike. 0-1 to start off Gonzalez. That one called a strike. Gonzalez didn't agree with the call, but does not challenge. 0-2 the count. No balls, two strikes. A pitch outside. One ball, two strikes to Juan Gonzalez. Martinez comes set. Kicks and fires, and that one misses. 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. The pitch. That one lifted high towards left field, going towards the line. That's going to fall foul. Right off the end of the bat, that ball had a lot of hook on it as it got closer and closer to the fence. So Gonzalez misses out on an RBI extra base hit by probably about a foot, foot and a half. It fell back behind that fence for me, but it was really close. Try it again, the 2-2 pitch. That one lifted almost same spot, but hooked foul again, a little bit higher, a little bit deeper. That would have been home run distance if he could have kept it fair. Count stays 2-2. Time called. Granted to Gonzalez. He'll dig back in. And Martinez back on the rubber. Two balls, two strikes. Brazovan on second base, two away. The pitch. That one lined foul right side this time. Gonzalez fouling off the last three. Still 2-2. The pitch, that one in on the hands, popped up into the infield. Who's going to call for it? It's going to be Yonamine, and that will be out number three. So the Blue Jays get one runner in scoring position. Can't bring him home. We'll head to the top half of the third, 7-0. Clearwater leads it.
Blue Jays fans, your favorite ballpark.
Fans, don't miss out on the great weekly promotions right here at DD Ballpark. Every Thursday home game is Dollar Beer Night presented by Budweiser. We've got $1 12-ounce beers, $2 16-ounce beers, and $1 12-ounce soda.
Every Friday home game, we have buy one, get one margaritas and house wine. And Saturday night's kids can run the bases after the game. Head to DunedinBlueJays.com to get your tickets now.
Back here, top half of the third. Eric Brito, the shortstop, will lead things off for Clearwater. First pitch to him is low for ball 1-0. Will Hennis Alvarado back out there for the Blue Jays. Clearwater up by 7 here through 2. That's a chopper over towards short. That's going to be picked up by DeCastro. Throw is in the dirt, scooped by Sotolongo. And that'll be one away. First time the leadoff man does not reach base for Clearwater. 6-3 put out. That'll bring up the top of the order, Leandro Pineda. Pineda 1-for-2. A single, a run scored, and a strikeout. That first pitch in there for a called strike, 0-1. That one inside. An inning and two-thirds, two innings now for Wilhenis Alvarado. 3 runs charged to him. That one sent towards center field coming in as Salinas makes the grab with a little hop, and that is out number 2. 2 up, 2 down. That's going to bring up Nick Maton.
Second baseman, number 29, Nick Maton.
Alvarado kicks and fires first pitch. Catches the inside corner on that slider. Maton was getting out of the way, 0-1. That one low. Went back with that slider. Count evens up, a ball and a strike. Maton 1-for-2, an RBI double, a run scored. The 1-1, that one lifted high towards right center field. Not very deep. Amel Brazban calling off Salinas, makes the grab, and that will be out number 3. So 3-0-3 down, a perfect inning for the Blue Jays. We'll head to the bottom half of the third. It's still 7-0 here at TD Ballpark.
Hey, fans, make sure to get your...
It gets hotter than a
We're back here, bottom half of the third. Chris Valentine with you for the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. 7-0, Clearwater leads it. Raquel DeCastro will step in for the first time, the 9-0 hitter. Lefty-righty matchup. First pitch to him is inside, taking for ball 1 and 0. DeCastro on the year batting 142, home runs, 10 RBIs. And a grounder right side that gets past Yanamine into right field down that line. Stopping at first is DeCastro, the throw back behind him, but he's back on safely. A leadoff single for Raquelvin DeCastro.
Second baseman, number 14.
First time the Blue Jays have gotten the leadoff man on. And now the top of the order, Esteban Machado, will step in. Machado 0-for-1 today, ground out to short. First pitch, he skies over towards right. Pineda settling underneath, makes the grab in the shade, and one away for the Blue Jays. Riley Tirado will step in. He struck out swinging in his first at bat. The DH tonight here on rehab assignment from Vancouver. Played 30 games for the Blue Jays last season. Batted 305, one home run in those 30 games. And that one he fouls back and to the right, 1-1 the count. This year for Vancouver, 36 games played, a 209 average, 3 home runs, 20 RBIs. Power's gone up a little bit, but he has struggled to get on base more frequently at that next level. The 1-1, that one missing low, 2-1. That one a chopper left side foul. Count evens up, 2 balls and 2 strikes. Tirado stepping back in. Martinez on the rubber. 2-2, 1-1 out. Looking over towards first. Martinez out of the stretch. Cut and a miss. Tirado down on strikes for the second time. Strikeout number 3 for Martinez.
Number 20,
and that will bring
Gabby
up
Martinez.
Gabby Martinez. Two down, Gabby Martinez. Hit a base hit into center field in the first inning, his first and only at bat. That's a chopper right side. That's going to be picked up by Maton. Off-balance throw, makes the toss over to Yanamine in time, and that will end the inning. No runs, one hit, one man left the board. We'll head to the top half of the third, top half of the fourth, rather. It is still 7-0. And your Blue Jays continue this series against these Clearwater Threshers all the way through Sunday here at TD Ballpark. First pitch for tomorrow is scheduled for 6:30 p.m. Don't forget, kids can run the bases after tomorrow's game. Go to DunedinBlueJays.com and get your tickets now.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today for the
I'm on an island, even when you're close. Can't take the silence, I'd rather be alone. I think it's pretty plain and simple, we gave it all we could.
We're back here, top half of the fourth. New pitcher for the Blue Jays is the righty, number 8, Ben Baggett. He's on for the 6th time this season, 4 1/3 innings pitched thus far through 5 appearances, a 2.08 ERA for Dunedin. First pitch, low and inside, 93-mile-an-hour fastball to Marcus Lee Sang, 1-0 to get him started. One misses outside and up. 2-0. Lee Sang 1-for-1. An RBI, 2 runs. Scored a walk in his second at bat. That one lifted high, deep towards right center field. Salinas with a bead right at the warning track makes the grab. And that'll be out number 1. A long out. And that'll bring up Andrick Nava.
Designated hitter, number 43, Andrick Nava.
Nava officially 0-for-2 today. Ground out to first and reached on an error by Raquel Castro in the second inning. First pitch in there for a called strike, 0-1. Baggett, the 26-year-old, was signed by the team in February of this year. That one skips in front of the plate. 1-1. Juan Gonzalez taking a few steps in front of the plate. Discussing something with Baggett. I'm not sure if that was considered a mound visit. It is not. Count 1-1 to Nava. Infield shifted over to the right side. Big hack at that one. Nava swings through it. Fastball coming in 94. Fastball slider change up in the repertoire for Baggett. A 1-2 count. That one misses inside. Taked up a little bit on that fastball, coming in at 95. 2 balls, 2 strikes. That one outside. Now count is full. Lifted in on the hands, back and out of play. Left side, 3-2 still a count. Baggett, an interesting story, 26 years old. Obviously, you don't see a ton of guys at his age at this level. Played for Stanford, played 2 games for Stanford in college in 2019. Cut and a miss. Nava down on strikes. First strikeout for Baggett, and that'll bring up Wilfredo Flores.
Now batting, number 4, Wilfredo Flores.
Then he transferred to Florida Southern, not too far from here, a JUCO school. Played in 2 games for them as well. Didn't give up a run in 5 innings pitched. And he didn't pitch for anybody in organized ball up until this year. 1-0 the count. He comes set, pitches out of the stretch. The 1-0. That one in on the hands, fouled off. 1-1. One ball and 1 strike. That That one lifted high towards right field. Brazoban settling underneath, moving to his right, makes the grab, and that will end the inning. 1-2-3 go. The Threshers will head to the home half of the fourth here at TD Ballpark. 7-0, Clearwater leads it.
Blue Jays fans, make sure to get your hands on some new Blue Jays gear for the season. Check out our Jays shop, either in person or online. We have a great selection from hats to jerseys to memorabilia. The shop is open from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. on game days. And if you can't make it in person, visit our website at DunedinBlueJays.com for all of your Blue Jays merchandise needs.
You know I got your number all night. I'm always on your team, I got your back, alright. Taking those losses if it treats you right. I wanna put you into the spotlight. If the world would only know what you've been holding back. Heart attacks every night. Oh, you know it's not right. I will follow you way down, wherever you may go. I follow you way down to your deepest low. I'll always be around, wherever life takes you. You know I follow you. Call you up, you've been crying all night. You're only disappointed in yourself, alright. Taking those losses if it treats you right. I wanna take you into the sunlight.
We're back here, bottom half of the fourth. Adriel Sotolongo will lead it off for the Blue Jays. He'll be followed by Roque Salinas and Amel Brazoban. Jody Martinez out for his fourth inning worth of work. First pitch taken down low by Sotolongo. 1-0 to get him started. He grounded out to Jody Martinez, the pitcher, back in his first at bat. That one lifted high right side. That might stay in play. Yonamine following it, getting back, and now it comes back to his right, and he makes a diving effort but can't grab it. Sotolongo gets a gift there from Micah Yonamine, who couldn't make that grab. That just goes down as a strike in the scorecard, 1-1 the count. Martinez fires that one, fouled off back. Now 1-2. Two hits allowed by Martinez, no runs through the first three, and a walk, and trying to check his swing with Sotolongo, and he went around. Strikeout number 4 for Jordy Martinez.
Number 50,
that'll bring up Roque Salinas. He struck out swinging in his first at bat. First pitch to Salinas, taken low. 1-0 the count to start him off. Checking his swing. Did he go? Home plate umpire Alex Lowry says he did. 1-1. He couldn't hold up on that slider. The 1-1 pitch by Martinez. A foul tip. Salinas now down 1-2. Brazoban waiting on deck. Nobody on, one away. Ball in, two strikes. Martinez fires. That one fouled off left side. Count stays 1-2. So they're not stepping back in. The pitch. Chopper right side foul. Salinas staying alive. One ball, two strikes. Martinez kicks and fires. That one in on the hands, fouled off again. Salinas fighting off those tough pitches. Now it's a grounder over to third. That's going to be picked up by Torres. Throw across the infield's in time for out number two. Two down, nobody on for Amel Brazovan. He'll step in for the second time. Reached on a walk, made it over to second base in his first at bat and first trip along the base paths. Two down. That one lifted high, right side. Yonamino might have another shot at this, and he'll make the grab that time. That's going to be out number three. We'll head to the top half of the fifth here at TD Ballpark, 7-0.
Fans, don't forget, every Saturday home game is Kids Run the Bases. Yes, kids can run the bases after the game. So head on to TD Ballpark, bring down the family, and run the bases after the game.
Tracks shooting BBs at old beer cans, choking on the smoke from a lucky strike somebody lifted off of his old man. We were football flunkies, southern rock junkies, cranking up the stereos, singing loud and proud to "Give Me Three Steps, Simple Man" and Curtis Lowe. We were good, you know. Got some discount knowledge at the junior college where we majored in beer and girls. It was all real funny till we ran out of money and they threw us out into the world. Yeah, the kids that thought they'd run this town ain't running much of anything. Just loving and laughing and busting our asses, and we call it all living the dream. But these are my people, this is where I come from. We're giving this life everything we've got and then some. It ain't always pretty, but it's real. It's the way we were made, wouldn't have it any other way. These are my people. Well, we take it all week on the chin with a grin till we make it to a Friday night. And it's church league softball, holler by the bad call, preacher breaking up a fight. Then later on at the Green Light Tavern, well, everybody's gathering his friends and the beers.
We're back here, top half of the fifth. Chris Valentine with you for the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. Yonatan Bernal out of the bullpen for the Blue Jays in relief of Ben Baggett. The righty kicks and fires first pitch. Misses low, 1-0 to get him started. Micah Yonamine up at the plate at the moment. That one outside now, 2-0. Yonamine 0-for-1, had a sac fly and an RBI, a single and a run scored in the first inning. That one caught and a miss, 2-1. Fastball, sinker, slider, changeup for the 19-year-old out of Mexico. 2-1 pitch, fouled back, now 2-2. Bernal out of the windup, kicks and fires. Chopper left side. That's going to be picked by DeCastro. Hard throw for him to make, and he's unable to get it there. Infield single for Micah Yonamine. Really tough play
catcher
for DeCastro to make. Surprised he got there to begin with. That ball was a long way from him. When he tried to get back to his feet, couldn't get 100% on balance, so. An infield single to lead it off for Micah Yonamine. Now Arturo De Freitas, the catcher, will step back in. First pitch misses. And they're going to ask for an appeal on it. Challenged by the Blue Jays, and it is changed to a strike.
The call of ball has been overturned. The result is an 0-1 count on the batter.
So now 0-1 to De Freitas. That one pops a little bit away from Gonzalez, but not far enough for Yonamina to make a move. 1-1. De Freitas 1-for-1 on the day, an RBI single in the first, reached on a walk in the second inning. Bernal fires that one. That one in the hands, popped back out of play. Now 1-2. Bernal on the year. This is his 14th appearance, 47 2/3 innings pitched, a 6.04 ERA. The 1-2, that one, the slider. Got him to swing at it, but it was up above the zone. De Freitas down on strikes.
Third baseman.
That'll bring up Nicholas
Torres.
Final lines for your Blue Jays pitchers. Connor Cook, just a 0.1 innings pitched, 4 hits, 4 runs, all earned. No walks or strikeouts. That one fouled off right side. For Wilhelmus Alvarado, 2 2/3 innings, 4 hits, 3 runs, 2 of them being earned, 2 walks, 3 strikeouts. And Ben Baggett, 1 inning pitched, no hits, no runs, 1 strikeout, no walks. Perfect inning for him. Now Bernal. That one above the zone, 1-1 the count. Torres 1-for-2, an RBI single in the first. Struck out on an automatic strike to end his second at bat. That one lifted high back. That should get up and out of play, and it will. 1-2 the count. Ball, 2 strikes. Kicks and fires. Now on a foul ball back to the backstop. Torres staying alive. One, two. That one in there. Called strike 3. Great pitch. That front door slider. 2 down here, second strikeout for Bernal.
Now batting, number 49, Eric Brito.
Eric Brito, the shortstop. 1-for-2, an RBI double in that first inning. Grounded out to short in a second. Now a chopper over to short again. Picked up by DeCastro. Throws in time, and that will end the inning. No runs, 1 hit. 1 man left the board. We'll head to the bottom half of the 5th here at TD Ballpark. It's 7-0. Clearwater still pitching a shutout.
Fans, don't forget.
Lay back and smell the sun. Warm up.
We're back here, home half of the fifth. Angel Del Rosario, the third baseman, will lead it off for the Blue Jays. First pitch to him by Martinez, out for his fifth inning, is low. 1-0, the count to start off Del Rosario. 1-0, that one in there. Evens up that count, 1-1. That one misses as well. De Frietos turned like he was going to ask for a challenge, but Clearwater out of challenges. They had used all theirs through the first two innings. That one lifted high towards right field. Going back is Pineda, settling in front of the warning track, makes the grab, and that will be out number one.
Catcher number 27,
Juan Gonzalez will step in. Grounded out 1-3 on the scorecard. 0-1 on the day. Martinez looking real good through these first four and a third inning. Trying to check his swing was Gonzalez there. Ended up going around 0-1. Just two hits allowed. And one walk, four Ks thus far. The 0-1, that one lifted high towards left field. Going back is Marcus Lee Sang to the track, and that is gone! A solo shot for Juan Gonzalez, his first home run of the year. He had a bid for one earlier, hooked it foul. This time he kept it fair, and the Blue Jays are on the board. First mistake that Martinez has made gets sent out to the Clearwater bullpen.
Shortstop. Number 11, Raquelvin De Castro.
So the Blue Jays get on the board here in the fifth. 7-1 now. Clearwater still well out in front. Now Raquelvin De Castro, the shortstop, will step in. That one lifted right side up and out of play. 0-1 to get De Castro started. Juan Gonzalez over the past couple weeks has hit the ball hard, but it hasn't really resulted in a ton of success for him at the plate. Bunch, he's hooked foul. I remember back in the last series here against Bradenton, he hooked one or two that were right on top, a little past the Eddie's bar out there in foul territory. And this one he's finally able to stay back on and send it over the fence. A 1-2 count to De Castro. Martinez kicks, fires. That one a grounder over to short. Picked up by Brito. Throw is in time to get the out. That's two down.
Now batting number 14.
Top of the order, Esteban Machado coming up. He's 0-2 on the day. Martinez out of the windup. The first pitch to Machado. Nice pick over there at third by Torres. Throws in time. Really nice play. The ball was hit hard right at him at the hot corner. And that will end the inning. But the Blue Jays score one on the solo shot by Juan Gonzalez. We'll head to the top half of the sixth here at TD Ballpark. Don't forget your Blue Jays continue this series against the Clearwater Threshers all the way through Sunday here at TD Ballpark. First pitch tomorrow is scheduled at 6:30 p.m. Don't forget, kids can run the bases after the game. Go to DunedinBlueJays.com and get your tickets now.
Put your loving hand out, baby. 'Cause I'm hard and fast, I had everything. I walked away, you want me then, but easy come.
family, you let me go. Yeah, anytime I feel, you get me, no. Anytime I see, you let me know. But the plan and see, just let me go. I'm on my knees when I'm begging, cause I don't wanna lose you. Hey, yeah. Ra-da-da-da. Cause I'm begging, begging you. I put your love in the hand now, baby. I'm begging.
We're back here, top half of the sixth inning. Bernal back out. Top of the order, Leandro Pineda will lead it off for the Threshers. First pitch in there for called strike on the slider, 0-1. Pineda on the night, 1-for-3. A single, a run scored, and a strikeout. That one fouled right off the end of the bat. That one hit Gonzalez. Popped over towards the Clearwater dugout. 0-2 the count. Two strikeouts in the first inning pitch by Bernal. The one hit on the by the leadoff man, Yonamine. He got out of it unscathed. Then called strike three. Pineda didn't like it, but again, no challenges available for the Threshers for the rest of the game. Third strikeout for Bernal. That's going to bring up Nick Maton. Maton 1-for-3 today. First pitch takes inside for a ball, 1-0, and Gonzalez turns around and asks for a challenge. And it is confirmed as a ball. 1-0 will be the count to Maton. The 1-0. That one lifted shallow left center field. Now going out to grab it is DeCastro. A little blooper off the hands. DeCastro able to run it down. That's two down.
Now batting number 6, Marcus Lee Sang.
Now Marcus Lee Sang, the left fielder. He's 1-for-2. Two runs scored in RBI. Couple stolen bags as well. First pitch to him. That one lifted left side up and out of play. No balls, a strike. Two down, bases empty here. Top half of the sixth inning. 7 runs on 9 hits for Clearwater thus far. 1 run, 3 hits, and 2 errors committed for the Blue Jays. That one in there. Nice slider. 0-2 the count to Lee Sang. Bernal out of the windup. The 0-2. And a foul ball. Just getting a piece of it. Marcus Lee Sang keeps himself alive. Count stays right there at 0-2. No balls, 2 strikes. That one lined up the middle just to the right of Jonathan Bernal. It's going to be a 2-out single for Marcus Lee Sang. That'll bring up Andrick Nava.
Designated hitter, number 43, Andrick Nava.
One on, 2 outs for Nava. He's 0-for-3 today. That one lifted left side up. That'll get out of play. 0-1 to start him. Every Threshers hitter has reached base, but Nava's the only one who has yet to record a hit. He reached on an error back in that second inning. Bernal pitching out of the stretch. Kicks and fires. That one inside. One ball, 1 strike. Bernal fires. That one ripped right side. A lot of distance, but foul. Count 1-2 as Lee Sang jogging back over towards first base. He's stolen two bags tonight. We'll see if Clearwater wants to stay aggressive up by six. The 1-2 pitch. That's a grounder right side. That's going to be picked up by Machado. Throw over to first is in time for the out, and that will end the inning. No runs, one hit, one man left the board. We'll head to the bottom half of the sixth here at TD Ballpark. 7-0, Clearwater leads it.
Don't miss out.
Blue Jays fans, are you looking for a place to book a fun group outing or a corporate event? Look no further than right here at TD Ballpark. From birthday parties to fundraisers, group seating to suites, we offer a variety of ticket packages to suit your needs. For more information, email the ticket office at dunedin.tickets@bluejays.com or call 727-733-9302. One more time, that's dunedin.tickets@bluejays.com or 727-733-9302, and we'll see you here at the ballpark.
I be like, sheesh, sunset on the beach. Make me wanna pull up from Miami with the heat. I don't know about you, but I know about me. Summertime in Florida, catch me sliding on the key, yeah. Oh, something's happening inside of me. Excellence, yeah, it's gotta be. Hot and cold, it's dichotomy. Rock with me, we some prodigies. La-di-da-di, we party. The heroes down in the lobby. We try to tell them to join us. And if they don't, they'll be sorry. No time to be out of hating. It's history in the making. I'm loving all the options. Quite everything that they're saying. My mama proud as she ought to be. Elton John keep on calling me. But even if he didn't, she still think we hit the lottery. Don't need diamonds to be cold. I'm so shiny, I'm like gold.
Look at me, I'm the captain and pilot. I'm on an island, private. Don't ask me what the vibe is. I can't define it, can't even put that shit down and write it.
We're back here, bottom half of the sixth. New pitcher for the Threshers is the righty Taylor Lehman. Excuse me, the lefty. Had his glove in his left hand, thought he was a righty. First appearance here for Clearwater. He's a rehabber from, expected to be from AA. That one popped up right side. That's going to get up and out of play. Riley Tirada, the leadoff man in this inning for the Blue Jays. Lehman has made two appearances in the Complex League. Two innings pitched scoreless, three strikeouts. And one. Kicks and fires. That one low and inside. One and one the count. Lehman expected to return to Double A Reading after the conclusion of his rehab assignment. He spent all year with them last season. The 1-1, checking his swing. Did he go around? He did not, says Matt Wachowski. Last year in Double A, Lehman a 3.52 ERA through 15 and a third. Ended up getting placed on the IL in June of that year with a left elbow strain. 2-2 the count to Riley Tirada. 1-for-5 thus far in this rehab assignment for him. Lehman kicks and fires. That one a hard shot over towards second. Picked by Maton. Tossed over to first in time for the out, one away.
Left fielder, number 20, Gabby Martinez.
Gabby Martinez will step in, and he's 1-for-2. First pitch to Martinez, taken outside for a ball. 1-0, fastball coming in at 94. The 1-0, cut and a miss on that slider. Really nice pitch there by Lehman. Count evens up 1-1. Adriel Sotolongo, the first baseman, on deck for Dunedin. Gabby on the year now batting 305. OPS of 912. The 1-1, chopper foul. 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Lefty-righty matchup here. And time called by the home plate umpire, Alex Lowry. It's going to be an automatic ball on Lehman. Time violation for him on the mound. Did not get started before that clock hit zero. The 2-2 pitch. That one low and inside. Pops away from De Freitas. Back to the backstop. Counts full 3-2. Three balls, two strikes. The pitch. Caught and a miss. That fastball up high. Got Martinez to chase after it, and that'll be two down.
Now batting number 22, Adriel Sotolongo.
Final line for Jordy Martinez. Five innings pitched, three hits, one run. The only run coming off that solo shot by Juan Gonzalez. Four strikeouts, but he is in line for the win. That one in there to start off Sotolongo. 0-1. Lehman kicks and fires, working out of the stretch. That one skied up, straight up. De Freitas calling for it, makes the grab, and that will be the inning. Caught in foul territory. We'll head to the top half of the seventh here at TD Ballpark. 7-1, Clearwater leads it.
Blue Jays fans, don't miss out on all the great weekly promotions here at TD Ballpark. Every Thursday home game is Dollar Beer Night presented by Budweiser. We've got $1 12-ounce draft beer, $2 16-ounce draft beer, and $1 12-ounce soda. Every Friday home game, we have buy one, get one margaritas and house wine. I mean, BOGO margs, BOGO wine, where can you beat that? And every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases after the game. Head to DunedinBlueJays.com and get your tickets now.
We're back here, top half of the seventh. Jonathan Bernal back out. Wilfredo Flores will lead it off. He'll be followed by Micah Yanomine and Arturo De Freitas. First pitch to Flores, taken inside, 1-0. Flores, 1-for-3 on the night. That one misses as well. That time outside, asking for a challenge is Gonzalez. And that is confirmed as a ball.
The ball has been upheld. The result is a 2-0 count on the batter.
So 2-0 count to Flores. The pitch, that one lifted left side. That's going to get up and out of play. Two and one, the count to Flores. That challenge, the last one by Dunedin. Both teams now out of challenges here in the seventh. That one up and out of play as well. Two and two, the count. Rest of the game will be 100% called by Alex Lowry. And that one ripped over to second, picked up by Machado. Throw over to first in time for the out. One away.
First baseman, number 18.
Micah Yonamine stepping back in. He's 2-for-2. Singled into right in his first at bat. Infield single to short in his third and in between a sacrifice fly. First pitch to the slider inside. Turning away from it was Yonamine. 1-0. Bernal kicks and fires that one right at the knees. Called a strike. Now 1-1. Bernal. 1-1. That one just below. Two balls and a strike. Another slider. That one inside, backing away from it was Yonamine. 3-1 the count. Around the Florida State League. As that one's a cut and a miss there by Yonamine. 3-2 full count. Tampa won the first game of their doubleheader against Fort Myers 5-3. So they'll extend their lead for the time being in the West. I mentioned in the pregame that Palm Beach and Jupiter faced off in a day game today. First pitch was at 12. Jupiter won that game 5-4 in 10. Cutting a miss there at the fastball up high. Two down, fourth strikeout for Bernal. And that'll bring up Arturo De Freitas.
Now batting number 10, Arturo De Freitas.
In the second game of the Fort Myers and Tampa doubleheader. As that one's ripped towards left, that's going to be in front of Martinez. A two-out single for De Freitas. He's on for the third time today. Second hit. That'll bring up Nicholas Torres.
Third baseman, number 27, Nicholas Torres.
Tampa leading 3-1 in their second game. They're about to head to the top half of the seventh. Fort Myers needing two to keep the game going. First pitch to Torres, taken low and outside, 1-0. One on, two away, the 1-0 pitch, that one outside as well. 2-0 count to Torres. St. Lucie currently leading Daytona in Daytona at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, 4-1. And then in Lakeland, Bradenton leading 10-6 over the Flying Tigers. Grounder over to third, picked up by Del Rosario. Long throw in time to get the speedy Torres, and that will end the inning. For the third inning in a row, no runs, one hit, one man left the board. We'll head to the bottom half of the seventh. It's stretch time here at TD Ballpark.
Time to get up for the
south to the land of the pines and thumbing my way into North Carolina. Staring up the road and pray to God I see headlights. I made it down the coast in 17 hours, picking me a bouquet of dogwood flowers. And I'm hoping for Riley, I can see my baby tonight. I pick a banjo now. Oh, no, country winners keep a getting me down. Lost my money playing poker, so I had to leave town.
We're back here, bottom half of the seventh. Chris Valentine with you for the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. Roque Salinas leads it off for the Blue Jays. He'll be followed by Amel Brazoban and Angel Del Rosario. Lehman back out for his second inning worth of work. First pitch in there for a called strike, 0-1. Salinas 0-2 on the night. Lefty-lefty matchup. That one popped up left side. Getting underneath it is Torres. Makes the grab and foul grounds, and that will be out number one.
Right fielder, number 41, Amel.
Amel Brazoban stepping in. He's 0-1. He fouled out to Yonamine. Reached on a walk in his first at bat. Only four total base runners for the Blue Jays thus far. One walk, three hits. That one fouled off. That one hit the inside of the knee of De Freitas. He's taking a second. 0-1 to start off Brazoban. Alex Lowry walking that ball out to Lehman on the mound. Giving the catcher a couple of seconds to get situated. 0-1. Lehman kicks and fires the 0-1. That one missing top right above the zone with that slider, 1-1 the count. Del Rosario on deck for the Blue Jays. The 1-1 pitch, that one up high as well. Lehman, 2-1, grounder over to short. It's going to be picked up by Brito. A lot of speed by Brazoban. Got it off quickly and in time. Close play at first, but Brito able to rifle that one over to Yonamine at first. And now two down in this half inning. Two up, two down. Now Angel Del Rosario stepping in. First pitch to Del Rosario, missing outside. 1-0. Angel 0-2 today. Juan Gonzalez on deck. The pitch in there for a called strike. Inside corner now, 1-1. Ball and a strike, cut and a miss on that fastball by Del Rosario. 1-2 now the count. Lehman 5 up, 5 down thus far in his rehab assignment. 1 and 2 to Del Rosario. Kicks and fires. That one up. Popped up off the glove of De Freitas. Count evens up 2 and 2. Two balls, two strikes. The pitch. And trying to check his swing, he went around, says Alex Lowry, tagged out at the plate. And that will be the inning. We'll head to the top half of the eighth.
No better
7-1 here at TD Ballpark. Clearwater leads it.
We have Bella, who is getting ready to drain a pot.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today for the
I'm in love with it, yeah, yeah. I'm in love with yeah. I'll replay this moment for months. Alone in my head, waiting for it to come. I wrote all your lines and the scripts in my mind. And I hope that you follow it for once. I imagine myself inside in a room with platinum and gold eyes. Dancing, catch your eye, you be mesmerized, oh. I find the corner there, your hands in my hair. Finally, we're here, so why? Saying you got a flight, need an early night, no. Don't go yet.
We're back here, top half of the eighth inning. Eric Brito leads it off. Jonathan Bernal still out there working. 43 pitches through his first three innings. Slider gets him started, 0-1. Brito 1-for-3. 0-1, a foul tip, stayed in the glove of Gonzalez. Now 0-2. Carlos Betancourt. Working in the pen for the Threshers. That should probably be it for Lehman as we head towards the bottom half. Coming up, that one fouled off 0-2. No balls, two strikes. Bernal out of the windup. Kicks and fires. Slider, chopper, foul. Brito keeping himself alive. Gabby Martinez out having to grab that ball in the field, toss it over to a fan. No balls and two strikes. Brito, that RBI double in the first inning. That big first inning by Clearwater. Dunedin hasn't been able to do much to work themselves back into the game. The 0-2 pitch, that one popped up right side. That should get out of play, and it will. Found that one off again. No balls, two strikes, still the count. Brito now batting 231 on the year. An RBI in the first was his seventh of the year, and he grounds that one over to short. Third time in a row, throw by DeCastro's in time. That'll be out number one. Leandro Pineda will step in.
Leandro Pineda.
He's 1-for-4. Two strikeouts for him today. One swing and one looking. And a cut and a miss of that first one. Looked like the sinker, 0-1. That one ripped towards center field. Salinas coming in, makes the grab, and that will be out number two. And Kendall Simmons in the on-deck circle. He's stepping up to the plate. He's going to pitch hit for Nick Maton, who's done for the day. And he got his four at-bats, and he's done. Waiting for him to be officially entered into the game by the home plate umpire. He's in. All right, so he's stepping up to the plate. His first at-bat. On the year, batting .212. 9 home runs, however. A lot of power at the plate from that right side. First pitch to him. Ripped down the line, foul. Oh, and one to start off Kendall Simmons. One, take it for a strike. Now Simmons down 0-2. That slider caught. No balls, two strikes. Bernal kicks and fires. That one fouled off. Simmons last night went 2-for-4, 2 singles. And the other two pitch. That one sent towards left field. Moving to his left is Martinez. Settles underneath, makes the grab. And that will be the inning. A perfect inning for Jonathan Bernal, his first of this appearance. We'll head to the bottom half of the eighth here at TD Ballpark. 7-1, Clearwater leads it. And Blue Jays fans, every home game this season will be streamed live here on the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. First pitch for tomorrow's game is at 6:30. And again, kids can run the bases after the game. Go to DunedinBlueJays.com for tickets or listen live right here on the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network.
Blue Jays fans, make sure to get your hands on some new Blue Jays gear for the season. Check out our Jays shop, either in person or online. We have a great selection from hats to jerseys to memorabilia. The shop is open from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. on game days, and if you can't make it in person, visit our website at DunedinBlueJays.com for all of your Blue Jays merchandise needs.
Baby, lay on back and relax. Kick your pretty feet up on my dash. No need to go nowhere fast. Let's enjoy right here. Who knows where this road is supposed to lead? We got nothing but time. As long as you ride here next to me, everything's gonna be alright. If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be. Baby, just let it be. If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be. Baby, just let it be. So won't you ride with me, ride with me.
My heart's been hurt a couple times by a couple guys that didn't treat me right. I ain't gonna lie, ain't gonna lie. Girl, I'm tired of the fake love. Show me what you're made of. Boy, make me believe.
Whoa, hold up, girl. Don't you know you're beautiful? And it's easy to see.
If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be. Baby, just let it be. If it's meant to be,
we're back here, bottom half of the eighth inning. Juan Gonzalez, the only run production the Blue Jays have gotten tonight, steps up. New pitcher for the Threshers is the right-hander, number 46, Carlos Betancourt. 0-1 as he got the strike call. Gonzalez 1-for-2, that one being the home run, obviously. Time called at the plate. 14th appearance on the year for Betancourt, 2.22 ERA, 24 1/3 innings pitched thus far, 28 Ks. The 0-1, that one misses, now 1-1. Gonzalez, DeCastro, and then top of the order, Esteban Machado due up in this half inning. Blue Jays down by 6. The 1-1, that one outside. Two balls and a strike. All of Clearwater's 7 runs coming in those first 2 innings. That one ripped over to third. Nice pick again by Nicholas Torres. Long throw in time to get Gonzalez. So nice play again over there at third base by Torres.
Shortstop, number 11, Raquelben DeCastro.
One up, one down in the inning. That'll bring up Raquelben DeCastro. He's 1-for-2 on the day. He singled into right field. And his first at bat, grounded out to short in his second. First pitch to DeCastro is taken in there for a strike. That slider, 0-1. Final line for Taylor Lehman. 2 innings pitch, no runs, no hits, no walks, 3 Ks. And DeCastro hit by that one. Right up at the shoulder. He'll take that stroll over to first. 87 miles an hour on that pitch.
Number 14, Esteban Machado.
Now 1-on, 1-out for Esteban Machado. First pitch to Machado, lifted left side, up and out of play. 0-1 to get him started. Machado 0-for-3. 2 ground outs and a fly out to right. No balls and a strike. That one over to left, and that's going to get through for a base hit. Torres just out of his reach. Almost robbed Machado again. And now Riley Tirado will step in. His fourth at bat. Runners on first and second.
Designated hitter, number 16, Riley Tirado.
Blue Jays with 2 runners on base for the first time today. Comes here in the 8th inning. Only the second time they've gotten a man in scoring position. First pitch taken down low for a ball. 1-0. Tirado 0-for-3, 2 strikeouts, a ground out to second. The 1-0 pitch, that one in the dirt. 2 balls and no strikes. Now, De Freitas is going to go talk to his pitcher. Nicholas Torres joins in on the conversation on the mound. 2-0 the count to Tirado. Blue Jays trail by 6 here in this 8th inning. 1 away. Clearwater trying to tie the game at 2 games, try to tie the series, at 2 games apiece. Blue Jays have a lot of work to do if they want to make this a game as we head towards the 9th inning. 2-0 pitch. That one right at the knees called a strike. Now 2-1. Tirado just 1-for-6 in his rehab assignment. 1-for-3 last night, 0-for-3 tonight. 2-1 pitch. Cut and a miss. Now 2-2. righty-righty matchup. Two-two. That one low and outside. Runs it full. Three and two the count. Betancourt, the 21-year-old out of Venezuela. This is his fourth professional season. There's a chopper over to third, picked up by Torres. Over to second for one, and first in time for two. A 5-4-3 double play ends the eighth. We'll head to the top half of the ninth. Clearwater leads it 7-1 here at TD Ballpark.
And don't forget, Blue Jays fans, tomorrow night kids can run the bases after the game. So come on out to TD Ballpark for some great family fun and let your kiddos take a trip around the bases like their favorite Blue Jays. You can go to DunedinBlueJays.com and get your tickets right now.
Every time you come around, you know I can't say no. Every time the sun goes down, I let you take control. I can feel the paradise before my world implodes. And tonight had something wonderful. My bad habits lead to late.
Top half of the ninth here at TD Ballpark. Chris Valentine with you for the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. Marcus Lee Sang will lead it off. He'll be followed by Andrick Nava and Wilfredo Flores. Jonathan Bernal out to finish this ballgame. He's been really good here through the first four that he's pitched. That one popped up and out of play left side, 0-1 to get Lee Sang started. Marcus Lee Sang, 2-for-3 today. Also reached on a walk, and he's stolen two bags, scored two runs. Fouls that one off now. 0-2 the count. Six runs in the first inning for Clearwater, then one in the second. They've been held scoreless since. That one outside now. 1-2 the count. Ben Baggett came out for the fourth inning. For the fourth inning, pitched a shutout frame, and Bernal has yet to allow a run thus far. The 2-2. That one sent high towards left field. Gabby Martinez over to the track, makes the grab. No, it doesn't. It pops off his glove. Now heading over towards third is Marcus Lee Sang. It might be a close play, and it gets past Del Rosario. I should learn to keep my mouth shut, as now there's a runner on third. No outs.
Designated hitter.
That should go down as an error on Martinez. I'd be surprised if it was anything other than that. He had to run a long way, but he settled underneath, and it popped off his glove. And that does go down as an error. So a runner on third, no outs here for Clearwater. Grounder over to first, and they're going to home with it. And tagging out Lee Sang is Gonzalez. Marcus Lee Sang saw it as a foregone conclusion that he was going to be allowed to score. And Adriel Sotolongo fired it to Gonzalez at home, tagging him out. Lee Sang did not run hard there at all. Four. So that makes me feel really bad, or really good about what happened. Hopefully the announcer's jinx doesn't come back to bite me again. And now there's a runner on first, one out. They cut down that runner at home. 0-1 is that one taken for a strike by Flores. And that one fouled off. Now 0-2. No balls, two strikes, one on, one out here in the top half of the ninth. Clearwater leading 7-1 here. Bernal kicks and fires. That one a grounder picked by Sotolongo. Over to second for one. Covering at first is Bernal, and not in time. Really nice pick by Sotolongo. A great play by him. But Wilfredo Flores with too much speed to make that work. And he'll be on with the fielder's choice. Now Micah Yonamine will step in. One on, two away here in this top half. That one ripped towards right. Going back to the wall and making the grab is Brazaban. He leapt as that one would have hit about 6 or 7 feet up there on that wall. And he makes the grab to end the inning. So the announcer's jinx does not come back to bite me. We'll head to the bottom half of the ninth. The Blue Jays still need six to keep this thing going. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network here at TD Ballpark. Back here, bottom half of the ninth. New pitcher for the Threshers is the right-hander, number 23, Alex Garbrick. He's on for the 23rd time this year, 33 and two-thirds innings pitched, a 2.94 ERA. First pitch, that slider low and away, 1-0 to start off Gabby Martinez. He'll be followed by Sotolongo and Salinas due up in this half inning. That one ripped over towards left. It's going to hold up long enough for Marcus Lee Sang to make a sliding grab. One up, one down.
First baseman, number 22, Adriel Sotolongo.
Adriel Sotolongo will step in. He's 0 for 3 today. That first pitch he takes right at the knees and asking for a challenge, but they don't have any left. Count will stay 0-1 to him. That one sent high towards right field, over towards the corner, and that's going to get up and out of play right off the top of that railing on the boardwalk leading to WestJet. No balls, two strikes. The 0-2, that one down low. That slider just below the knees. Good take there by Sotolongo. That one misses outside. Evens up that count, 2-2. Blue Jays trail by 6 here, bottom half of the ninth. And that one fell just off the end of the bat. Keeping himself alive is Sotolongo. Two balls, two strikes out of the windup. Garbrick fires, cut and a miss. That fastball at 95 up above the zone. Got Sotolongo to chase after. That'll be out number two.
Center fielder, number 50, Roque Salinas.
Right at 3 hours, 2.5 hours, I should say, excuse me, in game time. And Roque Salinas steps in, two down here in the ninth. Up and out, 1-0 to get him started. He's 0 for 3 today. Just four hits thus far for the Blue Jays. Caught and a miss, now 1-1. One-one, cut and a miss. One ball, two strikes. The Blue Jays down to their last strike here. Two outs in the ninth. Garbrick kicks and fires. That one fouled off. That one bounced back from the netting over towards home plate. And I got to admit, I really... unconvincing attempt to grab that by the home plate umpire, Alex Lowry. You gotta put more effort into that when it bounces right in front of you. The 1-2 pitch. That one in on the hands, popped up back left side. So at least one more pitch here by Garbrick. 1-2 the count to Salinas. Kicks and fires and cut and a miss. That will do it. The Threshers take the game. They improve to 4-9 in the second half. The Blue Jays fall to 7-5.
And that's your ball game.
The Threshers score 7 runs on 11 hits. They committed no errors. Your Blue Jays 1 run on 4 hits, and they committed 3 errors. The win goes to Jordy Martinez. The loss goes to Connor Cook. No save. We'll be back here for Game 5 of this series. First pitch scheduled for 6:30 p.m. We appreciate you tuning in today. And on behalf of everyone here at the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network, I'm Chris Valentine. We'll see you tomorrow, 6:30.